From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State in western Mosul have as a key objective the capture of a bridge over the Tigris River linking the cities east and west. Its capture would make it easier to reinforce the assault force with troops and supplies. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said the offensive is going better than expected, in part because the IS defenders are besieged by the weight of ground fighting and air attacks.
Since the Trump administration came in, it's clear that the rules of engagement, the nature of the firepower that has been committed and all of that by the United States, the more forward deployment of advisory and air control teams, this is all having a real effect. But ultimately, the credit goes to the Iraqi elite forces and all of the elite forces in the Iraqi army.
The offensive in western Mosul, home to an estimated 750,000 civilians, was launched a week ago. Thousands are fleeing their homes. Brigadier General Salman Hashim Hussein said his forces have received dozens of people wounded by bombings by IS fighters. He said the road is full of bombs. Mosul's capture would end the Islamic State's control of a major urban area in Iraq, a city where it declared a caliphate in 2014. A Czech missionary aid worker sentenced to 24 years in jail left Sudan Sunday after President Omar al-Bashir ordered his release. Peter Jacek, arrested more than a year ago and sentenced last month on charges including espionage after he helped local Christians. Two German archaeologists abducted Wednesday were freed late Saturday in central Nigeria. A police official said no ransom has been paid. The unknown kidnappers are still at large. This is VOA News. Syrian